Senator?
Yes.
He'll be right with you just a moment.
All
right.
You know that that matter of a livestock animal that you and I discussed has been taken care of. They were at it.
I heard they were talking about it.
Well, they actually got it done before I got a chance to get anything done on it.
Well,
happened was this. Albert Mitchell and Earl Monahan and Jay Taylor went up to the sale at Denver. They found a young animal out there that will weigh up to a ton when he gets his growth. The bloodlines are just right to cross with the cows that you have. They talked to Judge Morrison about it and told him what was going to happen. They bought us a Denver sale and going down to people that have Fair Oaks in San Antonio have got some cattle going down. And they're going to drop the bull off at your place as they go by.
Fine, well.
And Albert says that you tell him, he said to the president, it's a fine animal and will be what he would like very, very much.
Wonderful. Now, I'm going to pay for him, but
I,
yes, I am.
Well, you are.
I got to, because they'll give us hell. Now, what about my calling Bob McKinney on this other thing?
Well, he's in town.
All right.
And he's been in my office today again.
All right.
Come back this afternoon.
Have you mentioned it to him?
Yes.
What does he say?
Well, he had a business manager for his paper out there.
I know, and he had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, and then the next one came along. He got there just a few months ago.
He doesn't want it?
Well, he went to I think so. He, this guy went on the drunk.
Well, goddamn you get me all interested in Anderson, and I deliver for you. I had Seaborg in here an hour last night, and he agreed. He said he'd be happy to have him.
I'll tell you one thing. You didn't lose anything, but actually, we got on the tax bill.
Well,
no, really. Bob had said he wanted this thing badly. He didn't tell me he hadn't wanted it, and I just was trying to help along with it. I think now he may not want it, but it's a good thing that Seaborg found out where the information comes from.
Well, Seaborg knows that we're going to run it, and he knows that we're friends, and he knows that I talked to you, and he came in last night, and I must say this about Seaborg now.
Very decent.
He's an honorable man. He came in and said, I've checked this, I've read all of his reports, I've gone into it, I've talked to Senator Anderson about it, I'm ready to recommend him.
He's all right. He's a fine guy. I'm glad you found out he's a fine guy, too.
Well, you saw us put it to him pretty straight with a knife.
I sure did. No, on this bull, there's some people in the livestock business that are very anxious to do this without any publicity or anything else. And they're going to let me have a little piece of it, too, if it isn't all just the way it wants to.
Well, I don't want y'all to do that. I don't want to.
It wasn't too bad. They knew who they were buying for. It didn't get the price up too high. It isn't an expensive one, but it's a very fine one.
Well,
you like it fine.
Thank you, Clint.
All right.
You're wonderful. Now, listen, Clint.
Yes, sir.
Harry Bird told me the other night I had the ranking men in, and... Well, you were there, but he said he's going to get that bill reported early part of this week. Now, if we can get that report written and get it up there, we want to get that damn thing into that conference and out before we go home for the Lincoln birthday.
Yes,
we still got nearly three weeks.
That's exactly what I've been working on.
Well, now, you be the leader there. You take charge of it. Another thing
to...
I hear you about space. Don't you scare us off space. Now, you and Jim Webb get together, and I told him to buy you whatever he needed. By God, to go work with you because you're a lead horse.
We find you and I get along.
All right. Well, I saw some speech you made the other day that kind of scared me.
No, all that was because McNamara had started to announce he was going to have a communication satellite system.
Yeah. Well,
he shouldn't do that.
You're the best speaker we got, but I want you to be my leader now, and I don't want you getting off here and getting yourself committed where we're against each other, because I don't want to ever be against
you. That's not going to happen.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.